This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. The Regional Transportation District plans to clean up its bus fleet. Most RTD buses are diesel-powered. A new plan calls for a gradual shift to hybrid buses, then battery electric, in the coming years. RTD's Charlie Stanfield says that it'll cost an extra $600 million.
The plan is very expensive. There is going to be, again, decisions at a policy level probably that need to be made about where RTD spends its funds.
RTD's plan implies that it does not want to cut service to pay for the transition plan. A complete conversion to zero-emission buses would likely take decades. Like most of the state, the number of homes coming on the market in much of the San Luis Valley is slowing. KRCC's Shanna Lewis reports on the latest update from the Colorado Association of Realtors.
Alamosa, Costilla, and Sawatch counties saw fewer new listings for single-family homes during November when compared to the same time last year. But new listings actually doubled in Conejos County from last year, from 2 to 4. Percentage shifts can be dramatic in places with fewer housing units. For example, in Costilla County, November sales surged by 250% over last year, with a total of 7 homes sold. But the median price there dropped about 18% to $192,000. Median prices increased elsewhere in the San Luis Valley. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Denver Broncos are gearing up for a big game against the Cincinnati Bengals on Saturday. If they win or tie, they'll clinch a playoff berth for the first time since the 2015 season. There's a possibility of rain this evening in the metro, with temperatures in the 40s, possible rain and snow overnight in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.